Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
As always, our telephone number 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You could text us at that same number. Good morning to all of you, and good morning, Dr. Kurt Venator of Purina, who's become a very good friend. I am so glad you're in Chicago from the city, St. Louis something or another. So I'm really glad you're here. Welcome to Chicago. You were out on Pioneer Court yesterday. I did one of those Facebook Live things that you might have all seen, and it's an interesting pet food. It's kind of like the future of pet foods in some ways, because this is food that you, as a dog owner, helped to create yourself. I thought, wow, this is fascinating.
Yes, we were really excited at Purina, and we think it is the future of pet food. So it's personalized nutrition for your dog. We know that even though different dogs may have the same name, each is very unique, from their behavior standpoint to their nutritional needs. And what we're doing with this is we're allowing you, the pet owner, who knows your dog better than anybody else, to select the food based on their activity level, their breed, their age, their size, their skin and coat health, etc., and really create personalized nutrition for your pet. It's called Purina's Just Right.
And even pet owners own personal perspectives. So some people want grain-free. Some people want all natural ingredients. I'm not sure what that means. And maybe we can get to some of the misconceptions about pet food. Oh, no, that would be a three-hour show at least, because there are so many of them. But the dog owner can make some choices based on individual preferences and, as you said, what the dog may need, depending on all those things you said, the breed of the dog, the age of the dog, the activity level, et cetera.
Yes. Yep. Its body condition, its weight, as well as things you may observe over time. You know, the coat's not as glossy as you like it to be. And so if you actually select that in your profile as you jump online and create this entire profile for your dog, it will actually change the nutritional formula that's recommended, which is pretty powerful. So behind the scenes, there's a very powerful algorithm that's put together by Purina nutritionists. Mm-hmm. It's quite complicated, but that way you know you are getting personalized nutrition for your pet, which is really remarkable. And the response has been fantastic.
So let's say, I could see where it would be. So let's say that I have a dog that weighs 20 pounds too much of what that dog should weigh. And then I get Just Right and I'm able to, with exercise as well, take off the weight from that dog. Then could I adjust the formula a year from now?
Yes, yes. Once you're already in your profile, you can then just log back in either on your phone or on the computer and just change the parameters. If, let's say, over time you want to switch from salmon to lamb, you can do that as well. And when you do that, that will actually shift the overall profile. You know, salmon carries more omega-3 fatty acids, and so that may then shift some of the nutrients that we put in the bag. So it really is personalized nutrition. But it allows, I think the power of this is not only are you getting fantastic, high-quality, advanced nutrition for your pet, but it's also allowing the pet owner, who knows their pet better than anyone else, to select for their preferences.
I think it's fascinating because as I was telling you yesterday, I went to a conference and some veterinarian presented at this conference with a human physician and talked about the future and talked about how our medicine for people is all going to be at some point individualized. And it's kind of slowly, nothing in medicine, in human medicine anyway, seems to move very quickly. So it's slowly moving in that direction anyway. This is kind of like that. It's not medicine, it's nutrition. But then again, medicine kind of is nutrition, isn't it?
I would say yes. And we go back all the way to Hippocrates. Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And that's why as a veterinarian I get so excited about nutrition, because it's the one thing that you can do every day to impact the health, the longevity, and the well-being of your pet. You need to feed your pets day in and day out. I mean, I think about my three Labrador retrievers at home. You know, if we skip a meal, they're certainly going to let me know it. And so it's not just about also providing this high-quality advanced nutrition. I think it's also about this wonderful experience that we have when you're nurturing your pets, providing them with food. We always say food is love. And so it's beautiful when you combine that love with high quality advanced nutrition.
Again, the diet is called Just Right. How can people learn more about it?
They can go to justrightpetfood.com. Jump online. You can upload a picture of your dog as you go through your entire profile. And it really is personalized. It'll come to your home. So it's a direct-to-consumer model, which is fantastic. A lot of convenience there. And the bag will actually have your dog's name on it, your dog's picture, and a personalized formula to help your pet live a long, healthy, happy life.
All right. We have several texts and a phone call we can take. Let's go to the phones first. 312-981-7200. And let's just see what's here. Zach? You're on WGN
Radio. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I had a question. I just got a 8-week-old St. Bernard Plot Hound mix, and I'm in the middle of crate training him. Throughout the night, he whines, and I think he has to go to the bathroom, but I'm under the impression that you should not take him out until the morning, or what should I do with that?
Tell me again the age of the dog, and do you have a schedule for feeding and drinking?
Yes, I do. I have a morning and a night schedule. No schedule for drinking. My mother told me I should just not give him any liquids near the end of the night, but I don't really have the heart to do that.
And tell me again how old your dog is.
He's 8 weeks.
All right, 8 weeks only. I am all for listening to moms. In this case, I am even more for listening to Dr. Vinader.
good morning. Well, you know, I think, you know, potty training our puppies. I mean, first, I love the fact that you're using a crate. Dogs, when you start really young, love that crate. It becomes their home or their den, if you will. And so I think what you're doing is on board. You want to make sure that they do have access to water, but what you're going to try to do is just time it appropriately so that they can make it longer through the night. And what you're going to find is over time, and I'm sure Steve will jump in on this, is over time you can actually train them fairly quickly. You may have every once in a while, you know, some unfortunate urination, but that's natural as they're learning that process. How long has he actually been in your house? How long have you had him?
I've had him for about a week.
Okay.
Just a little bit more than a week.
Okay, and have we had any urination in the crate overnight at this point?
Yes, he does that overnight mostly. During the day, he knows that we go outside for that. But at night, when I wake up in the morning before I go to work, he has it all over his crate. And I don't really want to take him out like 10 times throughout the night, you know, because then when I put him back, he doesn't want to go back to sleep.
He yeah, you shouldn't. So here's what time does he cry before he does this?
When we put him in at night, he kind of cries for a little bit, then he goes to sleep, and then throughout the night, I just keep him in there until the morning.
But what time? What I'm asking is, when he urinates, does he give you warning that I really have to
go out?
Yeah,
he'll start whimpering.
About what time is
he'll go back to sleep? Maybe like 2 a.m. and then 4 a.m.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do, because you have an 8-week-old dog. There isn't much bladder control there quite yet.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would not withhold water. I'm not a fan of that, but up to a point. So I'd keep it on a schedule. So you know that after a dog who's only 8 weeks old, even a mid-sized, larger dog like your dog, is going to guaranteed or your money back after your dog gets up and at the dogs periodically get up through the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, we do, dogs do anyway. We just kind of turn over and wake up. But or when your dog plays, anytime your dog is active at all, your dog's going to have to go. And that's a predictor. So how do you do that in the middle of the night? So I would not offer, I don't know what time you go to bed, but let's say it's 10 o'clock at night. I'd cut off the water at 9 o'clock at night. I mean, something reasonable like that, first thing.
Okay.
Secondly, be sure to take your dog out before you have to go to bed. Take your dog out on a leash so you know for a fact your dog is gone, because you see it happening right in front of you. Your dog is not over there in the yard. I think that he went, but I'm not sure. That way you'll know. And also it's a good opportunity to train, because right then and there you give the dog the treat. That's one thing. So, okay.
Yes.
You say it happens at 2 a.m. I don't know. I might get up at like 2 a.m. if your dog is asking you to do it and take your dog out. Ignore the dog if your dog says, I want to play afterwards. It's just business. Your dog gets a reward for going, but after that, back in the crate, we all go back to sleep, and that becomes the routine. But then hopefully 2 a.m. becomes 3 a.m, and then 4 a.m, then 5:30 a.m, and then 7 a.m, and then whatever is ever more reasonable. Two things happen there. You're training your dog to go at you know, a more reasonable time. But also your dog is getting older in the process and that bladder can hold more. Does that help?
Awesome. That's perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Our phone number, 312. Thank you. Thank you. Phone number 312-981-7200. You could text us, and we do have text to take for my password, so we couldn't quite do it. We're talking about Facebook Living, and we usually do that at the beginning of the show. There was a phone hitch. We're going to do that right now. If you want to check us out, what we actually look like, that's kind of scary. I will try to get to some of these text and phone call, but we're actually running short on time here. So Purina does some amazing things when it comes to the human-animal bond. I want you to talk about what some of those are. One of those, something you're doing in New York City, we're trying to replicate here in Chicago, regarding people that are victims of domestic abuse.
Yes. So we have a partnership with Purina and URI, which is the Urban Resource Institute in New York City. It is a group of domestic violence shelters. And people may say, why domestic violence shelters and pets? But when you look at the statistics, they're really profound and they really touch your heart. Statistics actually show that about 48%, so almost 50% of domestic violence victims are unwilling to leave an abusive relationship or situation out of fear of what may happen to their pet. And 70% of domestic violence victims have reported that their abuser has either threatened, injured, or killed their pet. So when you look at that, what you're seeing is that making sure you can escape domestic violence and bring your pet with you is really important. It's an obstacle to some people removing themselves from an unfortunate situation. So we're working with the Urban Resource Institute. Nat Fields is the CEO. He's a wonderful individual. And what we're doing is we're partnering with them. Not only are we providing them with food and litter and pet supplies, but we're actually going in to these shelters and putting in Purina dog parks and play havens, if you will. And so what we're allowing is we're allowing domestic violence victims to bring their pet and survive together, recover together in a healthy, safe environment. And it's really having a wonderful, profound effect.
And you see the human-animal bond in so many different ways. And one way we're seeing it now is simply going online and finding the right pet for us via Pet Finder. People have found a lot of pets that way.
Yes. You know, at Purina, we own Pet Finder now, and we're very proud of it. It is probably the best world-renowned website for pet adoption, for advocacy, as well as education. And we're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, and we're very proud of this fact. In the last 20 years, Pet Finder has helped place 25 million pets.
That's astounding.
25 million pets in forever homes.
That's
So if you're looking for a pet, if you're looking to adopt, just go to petfinder.com. We also, there's something really cool that's going on, a little call to action. If you go to petfinder.com, there's going to be a pop-up right when you open your webpage. All you have to do is click on and view, okay, that short video. And if we get a million views by mid-October, okay, million views. And
is
we're
that
already,
the one I promoted on my blog?
Yes, we get a million views.
I'll do
views.
That again. What happens with the million views?
Purina will donate $200,000 to shelters.
All in Chicago. That's my hope.
We can certainly talk to our friends in St. Louis. We're going to provide 20 shelters with $10,000.
Well, you know, Chicago's animal care and control is underfunded, and I've talked about this on the radio quite a bit. So for cities our size, we're doing better as far as the outcome. I mean, the number of cats that have come out of animal control now alive is about at 90%. I mean, that's amazing. Number of dogs is in the mid-80s. We need to do better than that. At the end of the day, in part, it is about money. We're doing amazing things without it, but we need more of it. Check it out, stevedale.tv. There's a petition drive going on. And also talk to your alderman if you live in the city about this. We'll be right back. So for more about personalized nutrition for your pet, Dr. Venator, where can folks go?
They can go to Purina's justrightpetfood.com, justrightpetfood.com.
And apologies to the phone calls I could not get to and the many texts I could not get to.